from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll have a Friday news dump coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it's time to head out to Oxnard. We've got Brian Broaddus with his Krusty's Corner. Of course, Brian, also brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass. Brian, what do you got for us?
Yeah, and also Dallas College, too, if you don't mind throwing those fine folk in there
Dallas
as well.
Dallas College.
Yeah, appreciate that. They've been great to us and really, really do like they appreciate everything they've done. Hey, have you guys ever eaten skinny popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I've stolen some of Bassick's before.
You know what? First time I've ever had it, and I don't know if it's just because I was so hungry, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, it's kind of doesn't have all the things that you would really kind of how you doll popcorn up. It's kind of plain, but for just being plain popcorn, I'm digging what they're selling here.
If you showed up to my house for a football watch party on a football Sunday, maybe Cowboys have a bye week, Broaddus. We're not doing the pre and post game, so we're just doing some Scott Hansen NFL red zone,
oh,
and
wow.
I got a spread laid out.
Yeah,
and
I have
got
a
skinny
headache.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
You're not gonna crap on me for having a little skinny pop hanging
out? I'm just telling you right now that, like, listen, I was so hungry that all I had was a bag of skinny popcorn, and I'm like sitting here like going, okay,
damn.
But it was good. It was good, and
it's good.
I didn't expect it to be good. I was thinking it's like when you eat when Jared hands you a rice cake, you know, and you give it that. Thanks. You're kind of just doing it. But the skinny popcorn was good, so tip of the cap to them as well. All right, I'm going to look at some players here. I'm going to look at all these running backs, boys, the ones that need to play. They're going to, again, I think the way that they've done this scrimmage and then the way that they practiced yesterday, they had their mojo moment where they went, it was first offense, and they went for like 12 plays in a row, 15 plays in a row. And so they kind of got their work with their first offense of moving the football. So I don't think you're going to see any of the starter dudes playing in this game tomorrow night.
Mm.
But all these other backs, we need to figure out this running back room. I know we had Nick Harris on earlier. We need to figure out Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dowdle. They're talking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking about Malik Davis like they used to talk about Brock Hoffman. You know, that kind of that, oh, hey, well, Malik Davis has had a really good camp where you're like, why have I noticed Nathaniel Pete more than Malik Davis? But anyway, finally got a healthy group of guys. Tomorrow they need to sort this running back thing out. But I still also, though, believe they need to keep an eye on the National Football League.
I'm with you.
At waiver time.
Brian, my fear on this is, depending on what they're putting out there, like you gave us what you think the line's going to look like.
Yeah.
Josh Ball at left tackle, I don't think, is giving Trey Lance or your running game any chance of success.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem, you know, but you're hoping on the other end, what are the Raiders going to do? You know, are the Raiders, if the Raiders all of a sudden, if Antonio Pierce is trying to, like, set the tone and be that guy, and all of a sudden he's pulling Andy Reid and we've got legitimate, their first team defense out there rushing the passer, this could be the early series could be pretty ugly until they figure that out. You're absolutely right about that. But they need to do something. They need to kind of get an idea about these running backs. This is the first time they've all been healthy.
Yeah.
So let's see what we got here. You know, Deuce Vaughn, first time he looked good in the scrimmage of the day when it came down to the goal line of his finding that crack, finding that ability to get through that the hole there and get into the end zone.
I heard he was nutmegging dudes, but not with the ball, just with his own body. He was just running between their legs, and they're
he's the helmet, bam.
He is that small. Wide receivers, Tyrone Billy Johnson needs to be a part of this. I think Jalen Cropper needs to be a part of this. I think Ryan Flournoy needs to be a part of this. And I feel like that David Durden, there's four guys right there. They're battling for the last two spots, I think. If they go six, it's two guys. If they're going five, it's one guy. So one of those four guys needs to kind of try and take a leg up going and get to that last preseason game where all those guys are going to get work. But somebody needs to put themselves ahead in this group, because the numbers might be a little tight at wide receiver. Need to see something from Luke Schoonmaker in this game coming up. And I know I always say that. I feel like that Luke Schoonmaker's the guy I always have to see something, but I do need to see something from him, because to me, when you know I've thrown dirt on Peyton Hendershot, and it might be a situation where, and I don't know if they would get rid of a second round pick. But, man, if one of these guys, if Hendershot shows better than Schoonmaker, I think John Stevens, I think they really like John Stevens a lot. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you look at it right now and say Jake Ferguson, John Stevens, and now who's the third guy here? You know, they probably won't do something with Schoonmaker, but me personally, I need to see him do some things here. The offensive line. It's interesting because I felt like that Awesome Richards could play the left tackle spot. I'm surprised they moved Ball out to left tackle.
Yeah.
I think Awesome Richards doesn't want to play left tackle. I don't think Awesome Richards doesn't want to play tackle. I think Awesome Richards sees himself more as a guard, and he is okay with that. But there might be a situation right now where Awesome Richards really doesn't have a choice. And he needs to think about, hey, okay, maybe I could be the swing guy at tackle and play some guard as well. But playing Josh Ball out there, Josh Ball's been okay at guard. I don't know about him playing tackle. But I think Awesome Richards would be the better of the choice out there. But I wonder now in his mind if he's checked out from that.
So, I don't know how many times you need to see the guy play. Josh Ball is not an NFL player.
Well,
I mean, you're asking yourself
actually,
to just
well,
not
let's
be
go
able to move the ball.
Yeah, well, Let's Go has looked worse.
Worse?
Than Ball.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, they are so thin at tackle. That is really disheartening to hear.
They are thin. We could always talk about Mozzie Smith with the defensive line. You know, Albert Huggins is going to continue to get work. He's still on the team. Let me throw you a name right here that I think is battling for a spot maybe as an edge. Tyrus Wheat. As a possibility. I don't think that Fehoko is going to be here. I know Nick talked about Muhammad, but I would be interested to see if Tyrus Wheat has the type of game that he's shown in practice. He's shown some reps where he's actually been pretty darn good. rushing the passer. So keep an eye on him in that Raider, game. He's number 91. I like what I've seen so far with Justin Rogers as well. And hopefully he could continue on that path of maybe being a guy that, if it's not Mozzie, maybe Justin Rogers is your second one technique on this team. The linebackers, Nick mentioned about Willie Harvey. He needs to show up in this thing. They have a guy named Nick Vigil who actually they got, who they signed. And I really like Nick Vigil because I think he plays the run really well. I think he's really good against the pass. He has some awareness. There was some practice out here the other day where he was knocking down the ball, kind of carrying some routes. So keep an eye on number 52, Nick Vigil, as a guy that might sneak onto this this group. You maybe thought it was a Damian Wilson kind of a deal or a Darius Harris kind of a thing with some veteran guys. But the veteran guy that's kind of shown up on practice field has been this Nick Vigil, number 52.
And Vigil was with Zim in Minnesota?
He was with Zim. And when you watch him play, you could tell he has a real understanding of what's going on out here. This corner group is with Carson. I don't think Carson's going to play because of the wisdom teeth. You know, he's still dealing with that. So now that gives some opportunity. Keep an eye on Andrew Booth, who they traded for. Andrew Booth was playing some right corner yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a lot of burn. Him and Eric Scott, this Josh DeBerry is another one they're kind of looking at. And then this, and then Hall is a corner who they play in the slot as well. Mm-hmm. These guys, all these guys that I mentioned are kind of maybe fighting for that sixth corner spot, that last cornerback spot. So, but Andrew Booth, talking to some guys at Minnesota, his days at Minnesota sound a lot like Nashon Wright's days here with the Cowboys. They're like, hey, this was going on. And I'm like, well, damn, that sounds like what Nashon Wright was going on out here. Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, maybe player for player there. But keep an eye on him if he's a guy that actually could make this roster when we get this thing down to 53.
Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Krusty's Corner every day. We moved it 3:40-ish right here in the G-Bag Nation. Up next, Friday News Dump.
That's right. New York unloads on the Hawk Tua girl, and a big money sports owner took an L last night. That's next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.